Hello and welcome to Business Today's News Podcast. This is Vivek and here are the top stories. The Reserve Bank of India has received a request from Indian Banks Association to extend the restructuring window recommended by the KV Kamat Committee till March 31, 2021. The recast window is set to lapse on December 31st. Engineering and construction giant L&T is on track to divest its non-core assets to cut its consolidated debt of around 1,46,000 crore rupees. L&T said it has agreed to sell its UK-based integrated marine automation solution provider Servowatch Systems to Rolls-Royce's Power Systems division for an undisclosed price. India will see a massive $66 billion investment in the building of gas infrastructure as the government pushes for greater use of the cleaner fuel with a view to cutting down carbon emissions, Oil Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said. The government is targeting raising the share of natural gas in its energy basket to 15% by 2030 from the current 6.3%. Pfizer's chief executive Albert Bourla said he was confident that by the end of 2021 there would be more vaccine doses than required to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Its vaccine candidate received emergency use approval from the British Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency just 23 days after Pfizer published the first data from its final stage clinical trials. The vaccine is due to be rolled out next week in Britain. The Interpol has issued a warning which stated that organized criminal networks could potentially target the COVID-19 vaccines and may even attempt to sell fake shots of the vaccines. The France-headquartered organization issued a global alert to the law enforcement agencies of all its 194 member countries. And that's all for today. Join us tomorrow for more headlines from the world of business and economy. Thank you.